let me ask just about, if you wanted to, this seems like it doesn't fit right here, but if you wanted to open that door, you'd go up and turn the
knob.
All right. Do you ever use the term knob to refer to a rise in the land?
Not around here.
Not around here? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you ever use...
Knoll, you call them
a
knoll.
Now, is that bigger than a hill?
Yeah, a little bit bigger.
All right, so you'd have a hill and then a knoll.
Uh-huh.
Or is there anything between, say, a knoll and a mountain that you think of?
Valley?
No, I mean in size. Hill.
No, well, now around here, a lot of times, if you have a good-sized hill, then you'll say, well, it's a knoll, and then...
I see, if it's a good-sized hill.
Uh-huh.
Do they ever use the term mound around here?
Mound.
Mound. Do they ever use it?
No, not too much.
If you're in a mountain, and the rocky side of a mountain that drops off is a...
A ravine.
All right. What about a cliff?
A cliff.
All right. Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you'd say the road goes through a...
A dip.
All right. If a man has eaten too much dinner, he'd say, oh, I ate so much I'm going to have to let my belt out of... A knot. Got to let my belt out a knot.
Not breathe.
No, a notch.
Oh, I had to let my belt out a notch too.
Yeah. Did you ever hear a place between two mountains called a notch? This is not really mountain country, I probably would be a little surprised if you had.
No, we don't.
Those terms.
See, we just don't ever have it. Mountains.
Now you see, this is one of those dealings where in certain places you'll have, if in mountain country, you've got a lot of answers about mountains, and they wouldn't know about flat farmland, probably. So you have certain areas and don't know anything about other areas.
That's right.
A place where boats stop and unload freight.
A wharf.
What would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
Where a lot of waterfalls a long distance, a waterfall.
All right. Now, thinking about what the roads in this area are made of, you know, what you just generally talk about.
Oh, gravel.
What? Sorry.
Gravel and blacktop.
All right. What is the stuff that they stick it together with?
Asphalt.
Something else I'm thinking of. Black tar. Sticky.
Tar.
All right. If you don't have any tar or any gravel on a road, you just have a plain old...
Gravel road.
Without the gravel, even. You'd have a plain...
Dirt.
All right. Now, thinking about the roads still in the area, let's see, what would you say the interstate over there was made of, 55?
Concrete. A lot of it.
A lot of it, I think. All right. How would you refer to this road out here? It's a road outside of town, so you probably wouldn't call it street, would you? Or you wouldn't call it a highway, would you?
No.
What would you call it? The road in
front? I guess it'd be a second-class road, wouldn't you?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know. We just call them roads.
Do you ever refer to them around here as a country road?
Yeah. Just a country road or a lane.
Now, lane, that's interesting. What's a lane?
Well, now this road right up here, we've always called that a lane because it was right in between.
Out. Are you talking
about? But it's from this corner on, we always called it a lane because it's right in between a barbed wire fence on each side. And I don't know, when we was a kid, it was just a plain old dirt road. And we'd say, oh, somebody's coming up the lane.
But maybe what made you think of call it that is the fact that it was